Blog Talk
Hello,
Radio.
Hello, everyone. It is April here from All for HR and Business Solutions. How are you? Happy Talk About It Thursday. Yes, it is Talk About It Thursday. I am April Halliburton, founder and CEO of All for HR and Business Solutions. And I am so happy to share another Talk About It Thursday with you. For those that do not know, are not familiar with All for HR and Business Solutions, we are a virtual human resource management company based out of Michigan with three divisions. We have a call center, a virtual human resource management division that provides services to companies with 2 to 39 employees throughout the United States. And we also do job placement and place applicants with Fortune 500 companies. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. Thank you for spending your time with us. we are wrapping up March. Yes, we are. And we are wrapping up powering employees through employee engagement. Let's get it together, right? Through employee engagement all month. And so we've had a great time. We had our complimentary webinar yesterday, which was why we love employee engagement, and you should too. And we have our five-day employee engagement challenge that is actually going on now. We'll be wrapping that up tomorrow. And so we've had some great things going on. We actually ended up pushing the recruiting checklist handbook out an additional week, trying to still get that together. And then we also have our HR onboarding kit that is coming out now on the 13th of April. So sorry about that. We're trying to get so many things done at one time, but when it comes out, you're going to be glad that we spent the additional time to make sure that you are getting a great tool. Again, welcome, welcome, welcome to the show. If you have not had the opportunity to do so, please feel free to visit our virtual home at allforhr.net. That's all, the number 4hr.net. You can follow us on Twitter at allforhr, on Tumblr at allforhr, Instagram allforhr, our LinkedIn allforhr Business Solutions, and Facebook allforhr Business Solutions. And you can also, we'd love to have you join our Facebook group. And we're on Google Plus at All for HR and Business Solutions, and then on Twitter with All for HR. If you have not had a chance, you know, we have that great, Freedom Friday HR question. That's the is on every Friday morning. We do that a lot. We answer it live. And so that is going to be tomorrow. We're having a lot of fun with that. Absolutely. And so you can go to the all4hr.net/ There are several blogs there. Yes, there are. But what the one that you want is the Freedom Friday HR question. And you can leave a question in the comments section. And then whatever question we choose, will win a free gift from All for HR and Business Solutions. How about that? So be sure to do that. We are having a lot of fun with that, and we welcome your questions. We had Ms. Wendy from Michigan last week who sent us a great FMLA question. And just so that you know, we have our focus, our HR focus every month that we provide tons of information. We ask questions, answer questions on a HR issue or every month. But now your HR question does not have to be focus on the question or the topic. It can be any HR question you want, whether it's an FMLA, short-term disability question, whatever question you have. You can leave it in the comments section on our blog, and we will answer your question. And, again, if you answer your question, you'll receive a free gift from us. How cool is that? Right? And so happy, again, Talk About It Thursday. We're getting ready for the Easter holiday. And so we want to wish everyone a wonderful, wonderful Easter holiday. Happy Good Friday tomorrow. And so we have some great things going on. We are gearing up again. We're going into our second quarter of 2018, and we're excited about that. For those who have not had a chance, to finish up those 2017 HR projects, be sure to hit us up with those, and we'll be glad to take those off of your hand. You can email us at allforhr@allforhr.net. So we've been focusing on employee engagement, empowering employees through employee engagement, and that's been our focus all month, and we're having a great time with it. Employee engagement, you know, has always been one of my favorites. And so we are really, really excited about that. We're always talking about employee engagement, regardless to HR issue. We believe, employee engagement is a culture. It is something. It's not just something that you do. It's a culture that you implement to grow your organization. And so we've been talking about it all month. We had the challenge, the employee engagement challenge that's going on. Today is day four, and we actually did it also in, I think, September or October of last year. We had a great response, and so wanted to put that out there again. And we might do it again maybe later on in the year, but we have enjoyed the participation that we've received and just having a great time doing what we do, which is loving on our clients and looking forward to growing your organization, while we focus on your HR while you focus on your clients. So we've been doing that all month. And we've been, Ellie has been sharing great tips all month. Yes, she has. And we have some great things going on this month. Well, folks, I'm telling you, this year is really getting going. I am not joking with you. It is really getting going, and we're excited. We're trying to stay ahead of everything. So we really are excited about 2018, and we're looking forward to working with you as well on your HR. And so our challenge this month or this week, again, it began on this past Monday, and every month, every day this week, we focus different aspects of employee engagement. So on the first day, we talked about a little bit about employee engagement, how excited everyone should be about engaging the employees, and employee engagement, again, you know, has many, many different definitions. You know, everyone, it's, you know, kind of put their own spin on it, but the general consensus is that employee engagement is a desired outcome that occurs when workers feel a high mental and emotional connection to their jobs, their managers, their coworkers, their organization, along with its mission. And as a result, engaged employees are more dedicated and they're more willing to apply voluntary, discretionary effort to their work above and beyond the norm to help their organization succeed. So we've been talking, about that all month. And on Monday, we talked about assessing employee engagement. And then on two, employee engagement from scratch, which was a plan, a makeshift employee engagement plan for we had the videos in our group where you were talking, actually sharing information on actually putting that information to work. Yesterday was implementing and executing an employee engagement initiative, and today we're reassessing and rebuilding an employee engagement initiative or program that you've already put in place that may have not yielded the expectations that you were seeking. And so we're talking about that today. And then tomorrow is wrap-ups and takeaways and questions that participants have been giving throughout the week. And so it's really great, and I really enjoyed it. We a little bit of background on employee engagement. You know, employee engagement was brought about within the 1990s. That term was coined, employee engagement, by William A. Kahn in a article that he wrote in the Academy of Management Journal. And that article was entitled Psychological Conditions of Personal Engagement and Disengagement at Work. And so that was really the initial unveiling, of employee engagement. Now, before then, employee engagement was we kind of referred to, as employee satisfaction. But as time went on, we've learned that employee engagement and employee satisfaction are actually two different things. Now, some may think, oh, they're one and the same, but they're not. Employee satisfaction deals with how employees feel about their jobs, their benefits, their employers. It's their initial feeling about their jobs. For the most part, employees are satisfied you know, when they are happy with, say, their compensation, their benefits, the overall job that they're doing, the, you know, task and duties that they're doing. And so those are things that if they have those things, they're pretty satisfied with the position, with the job that they're doing. And they're, you know, so, but when you speak about employee engagement, well, that deals with how employees feel about their organization, their sense of autonomy when it comes to their job and giving back and how their job is giving back to them. You know, employees don't just get receive compensation from from a job, but when employees are engaged, there again, there's a heightened sense of autonomy. There's a sense of giving back, a sense of being connected to something greater than themselves, and that's therein is where when you talk about employee engagement. Okay, so we've been talking about that all week, and we have some great feedback. Something really interesting is that in the 2000s, the term employee engagement picked up speed from Google searches, and it at that time in the 2000s, it offered results 50,000, you know, approximately 50,000 results, and that's in the Google searches in the 2000s. Drinking my little ginger water here with my lemon. And so today, Google searches offers 47,500,000 results from the term employee engagement. Wow. What a difference, right? And Twitter tweets employee engagement would 5 years ago would appear an employee engagement, the term employee engagement would appear maybe every 30 minutes. That was 5 years ago. And now employee engagement is tweeted once a minute. So it's suffice it to say that employee engagement is not something that is, it's not a fad, and it's not going anywhere despite individuals thinking or saying that, you know, employee engagement is going away. Employee engagement is not going anywhere, trust and believe. When you come across something that means so much to so many people on both sides of the coin, whether it's the employee or the employer, and it's a win-win situation. 51% of workers are planning to leave their current jobs. Engaged workers are 17% more productive. Highly engaged businesses in the USA have realized a 41% reduction in absenteeism due to employee engagement, okay? And employees who go through a structured onboarding process or program are 58% more likely to remain with an organization past 3 years. So the numbers are positive, and despite, you know, it does take work. But with anything that is worth having, of course, it's going to take hard work, okay? And so, again, we've been talking about how to actually put a survey together in our group, and how to when you put the employee engagement, a lot of some people may go, I want to improve employment, so we're going to improve employee engagement, and it's actually employee engagement is not something that can be gauged. What it is you're gauging the results of having engaged employees, whether it is on by, you know, as it relates to your performance management or progressive discipline or your onboarding or retention. So while it is a culture and these practices are implemented across the board, it takes time to implement them in one specific area and then make sure that it is yielding positive results and then going to another aspect of HR to implement it there, because you are implementing changes. And it's a lot easier if you have an employee engagement team that is working with you to help administer these practices and keeping track of, you know, complaints and not just negative but positive feedback when you're implementing an employee engagement program. It's a win-win situation, and I absolutely love employee engagement, folks. I really do. Again, welcome to the show. I'm glad to have you, be with you on this Talk About It Thursday, and we are in the pre-Easter mode, and so glad to have you all aboard and spending your lunch your lunchtime with Offer HR and Business Solutions. Again, we are based out of Michigan, and we are a virtual human resource management company with three divisions, which is a call center division and a virtual human resource management division, which we offer HR or provide HR solutions to companies with 2 to 39 employees. And we also have a recruiting and job placement division where we place top talent with Fortune 500 companies across the country. If you haven't had an opportunity to take a few minutes to view our website, our virtual home, at offerhr.net, leave a note or let us know what do you think of our website. Be sure to like our Facebook page or follow us on Twitter or Instagram. So we've had some great things going on this month. We've had a very, very busy month. It's a very, very, very busy month, which is good. We're not complaining at all. Our jobs that we're featuring this month, you know, on Top Talent Tuesdays, we have Management Mondays, and on Management Mondays, we do a Monday Management Moment where we talk about a HR issue or a specific relating to our topic of the month. And we have Top Talent Tuesday. That's when we focus on our positions that we're filling. We have Winning Wednesday. We have Talk About It Thursday. And then our Freedom Friday. So the positions that we have been working hard to fill, we're a law firm out of Phoenix, Arizona, that's actually looking for a sharp family law paralegal with a minimum of 3 years family law, Arizona family law experience. And why they prefer a paralegal certificate, it is not required. Great pay, and they're looking for someone who pays attention to detail and has excellent analytical capabilities and writing skills. And, you know, someone that's able to independently draft motions and pleadings. And so knowledge of time matters is a plus, which is a timekeeping software. And so if you are in the Arizona area and you're looking for a paralegal position, you can gladly, you can email your resume to employment@allforhr.net, and someone will get directly with you and set up a phone conference with you, and we'll talk a little bit about your background, and if we, you know, we'll get you in front of the client for an interview. So that is a family law paralegal in Phoenix, Arizona. So yeah, folks, we're all over the country. We're also looking for a junior quality assurance engineer, and that's in Greenwich, Connecticut. That one also has great pay, and it is an entry level position. And with a minimal experience of 1 year, and this position offers relocation assistance. Mm-hmm. Looking for a bachelor's in computer science, engineering, or mathematics. Okay. So if you know someone is looking for an entry-level junior quality assurance engineer, you can email your resume to employment@allforhr.net, and we'll set up a phone conference, and we'll go from there. So if you know someone, please let them pass the information on. We are also looking for an associate product manager, and that person is also in Greenwich, Connecticut. Okay, and that position is actually a mid-senior level position, requiring a bachelor's degree and a minimum of 2 years relevant work experience. Okay? And, again, that one is also in Greenwich, Connecticut. We have a hot position, actually, also, and that one is a mailroom manager. And that is in New York. That one is great pay as well. And that one is also a mid to senior level position. And that one requires at least 2 years experience in operations and administrative management, experience handling 500,000 pieces of mail plus 500,000 pieces of mail on a monthly basis, And this one is also requiring a bachelor's degree. Okay. This one does not offer relocation assistance, though. Okay. And then we have a field recruiter. That position is actually in Garner, North Carolina. That's a field recruiter in Garner, North Carolina, and it is also a mid to senior level position. A minimum of 5 years experience. And they're looking for an undergraduate degree. And that one's in Garner. Yep, Garner, North Carolina. And again, that's they're looking for someone with experience in recruiting, sales, and time management. This position, you'll be hire or applicant will be working with satellite video and satellite internet, and they're going to work internally and in the field. Okay. So that position's a field recruiter, and again, that one's in Ghana, North Carolina. So if you know anyone that has experience in the area that's looking in North Carolina, feel free to pass on the information. And you can email your resume to employment@allforhr.net, and someone will get right directly back with you or the person that you referred, and we'll go from there. So, Angel, all of those are direct hire positions. They're great positions, and yep. And so there you go. Those are the positions that we're working on this week, folks. So we've been talking about employee engagement all week, or actually all month. And we were talking about activities. Employee engagement. Oh, forgive me, folks. My throat is itching here. We were talking about employee engagement activities last week, and some of those were included involving your employees in the business planning process, and so you can involving them in your quarterly meetings or your monthly meetings, and in areas that are dealing directly with your employees, it's great. It's a great opportunity to get feedback and suggestions and things from your employees and give them, reinforce that the relationship of connecting with your employees and letting them be a part of the business planning process. creating a knowledge sharing system. And that's a great way also, a great activity rather, and that's you may consider including your, not consider, but actually have your employees involved or as a part of a mentoring program when you're bringing on new employees. That is a way for them, for your employees to share their information and their skills to help new hires to feel comfortable and learn about the culture and the company. Encourage and provide learning opportunities is also a great way. I worked at a company years ago, and the company used to once a year they would have a series of either webinars or seminars that they would pay for the employees to attend. And some of them will be professional seminars, and some of them will be personal development seminars. And so those are a great way to continue to invest in your employees, and you're also building their skills, you're building their self-esteem, and all of these things are, again, are going to benefit your employees as well as the company, right? Because they're growing. And anytime any company, any employee is growing, you know, personally and professionally, the company is for sure going to reap the benefits of that, right? Create excitement and upcoming opportunities for employees to perhaps volunteer is a great way. That increases their sense of autonomy as well. And, you know, it brings the company and the employees together, okay? So those are some make onboarding fun. Can have a scavenger hunt for the new hire to search out certain information within the company, and then you can have them, you know, work with a mentor that will help them find certain information during the onboarding scavenger hunt. So that's a lot of fun. And creating an internal magazine. You know, it's similar to a newsletter, right? So you have them, your employees being involved, making suggestions, using their creativity, using their skills and their knowledge. And that is also a win-win situation. So those are some activities, and you can search online for those, but also some great activities that you can do with your employees to bring employees closer together, as well as, encourage your employees to really participate in participate in the different aspects of the organization, which again is a win-win situation. I emphasize that when you are putting in an employee engagement program or initiative, folks, it's not an opportunity to just add additional tasks and duties, but it's actually you want to create you want to make it like a revolution, okay? you don't want to make it like you're just implementing a program because, again, employee engagement is something that you're going to implement throughout your whole organization. It is a culture. When you are talking to your employees and you're encouraging your employees to talk and share information with you, you know, that's engaging, okay? And that is building, you know, you're building a strong culture that, you know, is something that's going to last a very long time. And you're going to build also character and, you know, just so many different things, positive aspects of come from employee engagement. And so, you know, keep those things in mind. And when you put together that plan, you know, and, you know, put together a team that really respects and loves the organization and loves their job, because those kinds of characteristics and those feelings are going to be very strong and in rolling the wheels forward during in building the strong and engaged culture. Okay. And so, and some ways to improve your employee engagement is to be sure to encourage your employees to speak up and let them know that when they speak up, there should be no fear of reprisal or anything. Whatever they information they want to share, whether it's good or bad, you still encourage them to share that information with you, correct? And when you are working to build an engaged culture, you know, it's important that you speak to your employees and that you talk to them and you ask them questions about how the organization is doing with regard to fulfilling the needs and the needs of the employee as well, right? Because you want to make sure that you're encouraging and you're letting them know that you're putting, you know, you're starting a dialogue. So it's, you know, a lot of times if employees don't feel like there is open, you know, open door policy, or there is a foundation of dialogue is not there, then they don't feel like they can share with you, not comfortably and openly. So when the HR manager or, you know, when the company or management comes to an employee and say, listen, you know, how are things going at your job? Do you have everything you need? You know, what kind of things do you think we can be doing to make things better for you? That is the foundation that lays the initial foundation for your employees to know that this company really cares about how I feel and how I feel about the organization. And so, you know, that's when the dialogue starts, and that's when your employees feel like they can really talk and they can share information. Their creativity, their creative juices gets going, and, you know, it gets the conversation for the employees so that they are feeling at ease. So there you go, folks. I can go on and on about employee engagement. Help your employees get to know each other better, so that employees are not just sticking to in cliques, right? They're getting to know each other, everyone. Make sure you are rewarding your employees for a job well done, not just at evaluation time, right, but throughout the year. Focus on collaboration and working together. That is also a great one. Collaboration is one of the most important things for big business to focus on improving, and it helps to generate ideas. It cuts down on wasted time, and it absolutely improves employee engagement. Okay. A way to improve collaboration is for a company to implement a social business software, and a lot of companies are doing that. Even if you're a brick and mortar company, because of course, virtual companies do so because that's their cheap way of communicating. But it's also brick and mortar companies can do it as well. Okay. It's important to, view social business software as, not a way to force employees to cooperate, but to motivate them, to motivate employees to branch out and work more closely with their colleagues. And once they get the hang of it, it'll be a remarkable tool. Very remarkable tool. Encourage positive health and wealth, health and wellness. encouraging positive health is always, because improving your health is always a way to feel for everyone to feel good inside and out, right? So that's a great way to improve employee engagement. Clarify goals and responsibilities. And set goals and responsibilities that employees need to work on. Employees often there can be confusion rather what roles they actually play, or you have to keep in mind that sometimes the message gets lost, and it can take time to realize that the message is lost, and that's why it's very important that you keep the goals and the mission of the client, of the company, in the forefront of what is done daily in the organization. Okay. Make sure that you have a structured onboarding process. A lot of individuals or companies do not realize the importance of a structured onboarding process, because what it does is it lets new hires know how they're appreciated and how them working with them. It also is an opportunity during the onboarding process to set forth the expectations of the organization, and also to learn the expectations the employee has for the company, what they're looking for as well. It's a two-way street. It's not just what you're getting from the from the what the employee is getting from the employer, but it's what the employer is also getting from the employee. So it's a two-way street. Because if either one of them is not happy, the employee or the employer is going to be problems. The onboarding process does not have to be a lengthy process, but it should most definitely be structured. It is a way to build the camaraderie of the company with your new hires, and it's just to fuel a healthy organizational and employer-employee relationship that will last for years to come. Okay? So we have enjoyed, empowering employees through employee engagement. Again, Ellie has shared a ton of tips this month, and I hope you're able to get some of them, because she's worked very hard, Ellie, our HR elephant, to get that information out to you. And again, we have our five day challenge. We're on day number four today, and then we'll wrap it up tomorrow. We had a great webinar yesterday, a complimentary webinar that was really great. Had a great response, and it was why we love employee engagement, and you should too. So that was yesterday, and it was great, and I really enjoyed putting that on. If you have not had a chance to, make sure you visit our virtual home at allforhr.net. That's all, number four, hr.net. And follow us on Twitter and on Instagram at AllForHR. AllForHR and Business Solutions on Facebook. And be sure to like our page. And we're on Tumblr at AllForHR, Instagram AllForHR, and LinkedIn at AllForHR and Business Solutions. Also, don't forget about that HR question. We want your HR question. We want to answer your HR question for you. So tomorrow, again, is Freedom Friday, and we have our Freedom Friday HR question. So what you can do is go to all4hr.net /blog, and you'll see at the bottom is the comment section. And so you can leave a question right there, and the question that we select to answer tomorrow, that person will receive a free gift from All for HR and Business Solutions. We have also this month is National Cerebral Palsy Awareness Month. So we've been talking about great individuals that suffer from cerebral palsy that have done remarkable things. And so this week we featured Harilyn Russo, and she is a writer, a painter, an educator, social worker, a psychotherapist, and an activist. And if you want to know more about Harilyn Russo, Ms. Harilyn Russo, you can visit her page, her website, which is Harilyn, H-A-R-I-L-Y-N is the name, Russo, R-O-U-S-S-O.com, and find out more about Ms. Harilyn Russo. Absolutely. She is doing some phenomenal things. And so, again, we've enjoyed empowering employees through employee engagement this month. And we look forward to a fantastic April yes, yes, yes. April is coming up. Yep, yep, yep. And so those with the smart comments saying, this is April, where's May? Don't even start. Don't even start. So we're getting ready to start up our next quarter, our second quarter of 2018, which you know what means only one thing. It's going to get better. It's getting better. Better and better and better. So I've enjoyed you on the radio show as always, and I look forward to seeing you or talking with you next week, 12:30 to 1:30. Don't forget to watch us on Facebook Live on Tuesdays from 7 to 8. HR questions, guess what? You can go right on the page, all for HR.net and chat live. Yes, you can. All right, folks. So it's been fantastic. Remember, business can be like a circus. Don't let HR be the elephant in the room. Until next week, I will see you there. Looking for your HR question tomorrow. Go on over there to the blog and drop it in the comments section under the Freedom Friday HR question. Folks, it's been fantastic. Happy Talk About It Thursday. Have a great, 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 great HR day. And we will talk to you. We will see you tomorrow or on Talk on Live. Have a great one, everyone.